This is Dr. Inigo. I'm having to repeat a dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Reyes. Date of birth, November the 25th, 1994. Case ID number is 616-7226. Date of examination, June the 29th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Social Security questionnaire dated 3/15/2023. Identifying information. This is a 28-year-old single male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of arthrogryposis. The claimant at this time is unemployed, and his last employment date was April the 24th, 2023, where he worked at a call center for approximately 3 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a rented home that he rents from his parents, and he has been receiving disability benefits since 2009, and then before that time, he was also on disability. He has been on disability approximately 20 years. Allegation number one, arthrogryposis. The claimant states that since birth, he has been born with deformity of both legs and was diagnosed with arthrogryposis. The claimant has problems with both lower legs and has had 4 surgeries on his right leg and has had 5 surgeries on his left to correct the problem. The claimant is still unable to ambulate or to stand up. The claimant states that he has problems with both feet, but mostly has pain on the left foot. Some metal plate had to be removed on the left plate. He still continues to have pain. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to stand 5 minutes, but he is unable to walk at this time, climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is also has problems in extending his legs and flexing his knees. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a wheelchair that he uses all the time. He is presently on no medications and has not received any physical activity or physical therapy. The claimant states that his physician is a PA at Santa Rosa Su Clinica Familiar. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medical problems. Arthrogryposis. Major surgeries. The claimant has had 4 major surgeries. On the right side and 5 surgeries on the left. Social history. The claimant, tobacco, the claimant states he smokes 3 to 4 cigarettes per day and has done so for 7 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit weight 270 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 142 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 43.5. General. This is a 28-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild distress secondary to having to be in a wheelchair all the time. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant does have deformity of both legs and is unable to flex his knees. There is a left vertical midline scar of 12 centimeters of the left tibial area where plates were placed in to correct his problem. He also has a 30 centimeter left circular scar around the ankle and a 13 centimeter circular scar around the right ankle as well, although he has had multiple other surgeries performed. Could you please drop down to neurological? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant was unable to ambulate at all and is wheelchair bound. He did come with an assistive device, which is a wheelchair that he uses at all times. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was not able to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and we were not able to evaluate a Romberg sign. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant does have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for both lower extremities where multiple surgeries have been performed, and the claimant has arthrogryposis of both lower legs. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant has an abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor or to even stand up. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the upper extremities, and abnormal range of motion of the lower extremities. The claimant was unable to perform a straight leg raise exam in the sitting position, which was abnormal, and in the supine position, he was not able to perform it, and we weren't able to get up on top of the table. Sensory exam was abnormal to light touch, especially for the lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant has difficulty in flexing his knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position, and he is unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a wheelchair at all time. Neurological, grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis and patellar and Achilles reflexes were +1. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the lower extremities. There is evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +1/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right foot, of the right ankle, no acute findings. X-rays of the left ankle, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the lower extremities, secondary to arthrogryposis. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk at all. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to arthrogryposis. Probable diagnosis is, number one, arthrogryposis, dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have severe limitations in the lower extremities and is unable to ambulate and get out of the wheelchair without assistance. He is presently unable to stand. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Reyes.